I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With the first pick.
It's time for the 2021 draft. Pick by pick coverage through round one of the draft tonight with former Packers and Badgers running back Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan. The Green and Gold Draft Show is presented by Hyundai West Allis, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Wisconsin Lutheran College, and Leap Premium Vodka.
All right, here we go. I got Mike tweeting at 12:50 a.m. The Fan says the Saints are going to take Newsom.
Well, we'll see.
Hopefully not. Hopefully that does not happen. And the Packers will have him fall. But I'm a little bit conflicted even by that, to be honest with you, because Ben Vennell from NFL Network pretty much told us, me and Leroy, when he was on earlier in the week, that he doesn't think they really need to draft a corner at this point. He'd rather see him take a safety. And oh, by the way, the best safety on the board, that kid from TCU, is still on the board. So if they want to go safety, they could go safety if he ends up falling all the way to 29. All right, the Minnesota Vikings are on the clock, and let's see what they end up doing here. Roger Goodell is ready to make that pick.
Good talk, Rich. With the 23rd pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Christian Darrisaw.
Jeez.
Tackle.
Offensive.
Virginia Tech. Okay.
There you go. So Darrisaw off the board from Virginia Tech to the Vikings.
That's okay.
That's okay. Yeah. Well, that wasn't one of your guys because he wasn't supposed to be this far in the draft.
Right. That's okay.
He wasn't supposed to still be there at 23, I don't think. So he couldn't have been the guy.
Right.
That's a good pick for the Vikings, though.
It is. They need offensive line help in the worst way.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick.
That's a good pick for them.
Now, again, for those just tuning in that may not have heard you earlier today, who are those three offensive linemen, Gary, that you are
What's the
are,
cat
are
name for North Dakota? Randuzzi, is he still there?
Yes.
Trevor Jenkins, is he still there?
Tevin Jenkins,
Jenkins.
From Okie State. Yeah.
And Jalen Mayfield, Michigan Zone. God. All three of those guys. And
why
see, you
do
might
you like
be right
Mayfield
about that.
So much?
You might be right about that.
What?
They all three may be there when we get the pick.
Gots to go if they're still there. There's no reason to stay there.
We got five more picks. And all three of these guys ain't going in five picks. They're trading back. Ooh, Rodgers is going to be so pissed off.
Who cares about Rodgers? You don't want to be here. I don't care that he's mad.
I don't care if he's mad. Dude, they're totally trading back. But also, Rashad Bateman hang gone.
Dude, there's a ton of talent on the board right now. Like I said.
So if they want to appease Rodgers right now.
No.
Then they take Bateman. If they don't want to appease Rodgers, then they take...
But Christian Barmore is still there, the defensive tackle from Alabama. Yeah. He's the best defensive tackle by far on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this would make sense if you're the Packers. Now, the Steelers are on the board here. Now, again, I said before, this should be Najee Harris and Cleveland fans booing the commissioner.
With the 24th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Najee Harris.
There you go. Good job. Najee Harris, running back, Alabama.
That's a
to the Steelers.
Good spot for him.
Home run pick. Couldn't be happy for Najee Harris.
Good spot.
Or for the Steelers.
Yes, good spot.
They're going to need a quarterback eventually, but that was a great pick by Najee
Harris.
This
is a good
pick.
Steelers. Now, my guy, you look at Ben Roethlisberger. He can come back and start handing the football off again now.
Right.
That joker there is for real.
Yep.
You know who else is my sleeper pick, too, though, at running back I like a lot?
Look at that jacket he's wearing.
Is that velvet?
It looks like it. You have a sleeper pick?
Yeah.
Now, who's that?
The kid from, who's the running back from Ohio State? I like that kid a lot.
Oh, he's not going anytime soon.
He was, where was he? He transferred in, what, from Oklahoma or somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot.
Let's go over some of the guys here that are still on the board. So this linebacker from Notre Dame.
This linebacker. He's good. I like him.
He's still on the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus you have Barmore, who's still on the board, the defensive tackle from Alabama.
Yes.
So he's still there.
Mm-hmm.
This Jason Away kid, or I don't even know how to say his name. Kid from Penn State.
Stay away from him.
Yeah, he's still there. Thank you. Said that earlier in the big show. Elijah Moore, the wide receiver, everybody says is Randall Cobb. Mm-hmm. He's still there from Mississippi. Tevin Jenkins from Okie State, who a ton of people like. I'd be fine with him if the Packers took him, an offensive tackle. Landon Dickerson, the center from Alabama.
Everybody there.
He's sitting there still. Greg Newsome from Northwestern, the DB. The outside linebacker, Aziz Ojulari from Georgia, the edge rusher. He's still sitting there at this point. Trayvon Mooring, the TCU safety. Best safety on the board. He's still there at this point. Nick Bolton, the linebacker from Missouri. A lot of people mocked him to the Packers. Mm-hmm. He's still on the board. Joe Tryon, the Washington edge rusher. He's still on the board. Why would you stay at 29? Tell me.
They're going to move back.
Soon. Why would you stay at 29? Like,
take your pick.
Gone. Yeah. See ya. Give me a good pick. I'm out of here. A fourth round pick, good enough. Somebody wants to give me a third, even better. I'll take a third. I'm not sticking around at 29. I'm out. And I know we've been here all night.
Who's up next, Steve?
There's no chance I'm making this pick. Jacksonville. Then Cleveland, Baltimore, Saints, us, Packers. And then there's three teams after that, and the draft's over for the first round.
You know who Jacksonville going to take, right?
I don't know. There's plenty of guys.
They taking ETN.
Yes, the kid out of Clemson. Love him.
That's who they taking.
Love that running back. Love him. Why not? Again, that to me, and we talked about this before with Aaron Jones, is you can't replace Aaron Jones. And I said, that kid right there, and Michael Carter at North Carolina, who's going to be a pick tomorrow on Friday, second, third round pick.
Huh? I like him, Michael Carter.
That was the guy that I wanted to replace Aaron Jones. Yeah. That kid.
I thought you said ETN you wanted to replace.
And Michael Carter, because I didn't think they would take him in the first round, because I didn't think he'd get to him in the first round.
Okay.
And I didn't want to waste a first-round pick on a running back on top of it when you have Aaron Jones. But I was okay taking Carter on day two. But from Jacksonville's standpoint here, you have the first pick in the second round right now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a ton sitting on the board. If I'm Jacksonville, I may consider moving back. Come get
they
it.
Could.
Come get
they're
it.
Taking a pick here.
I'll take another pick at the start of the second round or another pick at the end of the first round. Like, I would be on the phone with Green Bay, Buffalo, Baltimore, Tampa Bay, all four of them. Y'all want this pick? Give me a third or fourth round pick. It's yours. Come get it. You can get in front of Baltimore, New Orleans, Green Bay, if you're Buffalo, Baltimore, Tampa. If I'm Tampa, why wouldn't I want to move up and get the guy I want? Right?
Yeah. No, I would agree.
You're
with
running
you.
It back. Yeah. You're saying, we were good enough to win Super Bowl last year with my team. I'm going to do it again with this team. You can go right back up into this pick here and go get whatever it is that you want. Whatever you want to improve in Tampa Bay. Now, I don't even know.
Well, Jacksonville's taking this pick, Steve, because they need to build here.
But they could go back and get more picks. That goes along with needing to build. Right?
But if it's a guy that they want and they don't think they can get.
I mean, offensive line makes sense. Barmore makes sense on the defensive line.
Sure.
Cornerback Newsome would make sense. If they want to go Newsome at this point, I think that makes sense. But either way, for the Packers, dial it up. You tell us, Packer fans, what do you want them to do? I mean, we're a couple picks away here. What do you want them to do? I want them to trade back.
They got
back.
Everybody.
I want to trade back. I want out.
They
I
got
don't,
everybody.
I don't want the pick. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Do you want the pick? If so, who do you want? Or do you want to move back like me? I'm out. I don't want the pick.
Move back like me.
I'm out. Done. Trade it. See ya. Toodles. Out of here. Telling you, there's no way I would stay with this pick. None. What about you, Sam Schmitz? You want this pick or you want to move out of this pick and move back?
No, I want to keep this pick, but I want to either address offensive line, defensive back, or even defensive line. you know, one of those positions at least.
Barmore makes sense because you're not going to get the next best defensive lineman for a while. So that I get down with. Corner, they're all gone outside of Newsom for the most part. So if Newsom is gone, that the race is that.
Right.
And offensive lineman, there's 100 guys.
There is.
I just don't need to be here at that
five
pick.
You got 5 picks left, right?
Yes.
And you got 3 offensive linemen and Newsom. All these guys ain't going, dude.
No chance. Nope. No chance. Especially if it's a tackle from North Dakota State.
And Jacksonville's about to take a running back here. ETN, kid.
Fine. Good. Like it. Playing with Trevor Lawrence, Clemson, all that fun stuff. Yeah, all makes sense.
All that fun stuff.
All that fun stuff. Well, here's Jaguars takes up next. More fun stuff. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome back. 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show here on The Fan. As you just heard, Sparky and Gary Ellerson with you. Packers pick coming up here in just a, 20 minutes, 20, 30 minutes. Show brought to you by Hyundai West Allis, Brothers Consolidated Heating and Air Conditioning, Wisconsin Lutheran College, and Leap Premium Vodka. I saw Gary the Break. I cannot wait to get Leroy Butler in this studio tomorrow from 10 to 2. He better come in.
Nothing to see here, Steve.
He better come in.
Nothing.
He better
to
come in.
See.
Oh, there's lots to see now.
Here.
I can't wait to hear Leroy tomorrow. He better be working on his spinaroony right now while he's sleeping. I'm telling you, he better be dreaming
nothing
something of good up.
To see here.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait. Man, I can't wait to talk to Leroy. All right, the Jaguars are making their pick here. We'll get to your calls. What do you want the Packers to do? You want them to trade back? You want them to stay at 29? Because there's a plethora of good players on the board right now that's going to get to them. Here's Jacksonville at 29. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, apparently taking a seat. Here we go. This dude here.
With the 25th pick,
I really don't like it, though.
In the 2021 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Travis Etienne. Running back,
I'll be here
Clemson.
You are going to be here all night. Gary Ellerson all over it. That's a great pick for Jacksonville.
It is.
If I'm the Jaguars, man, I am celebrating.
Well, you lose Leonard Fournette, right?
It's just a great
pick.
Now
you get a guy that can do a little bit of everything for you.
So now let's see here.
And he can go with Trevor Lawrence.
Now they pick. Now see again. If I'm them, let me see here. If I'm Jacksonville, do nothing like doing a little bit of research on the air here while we're doing this.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the calls here momentarily.
Okay.
But if I'm Jacksonville, after you've made those two picks. Man, I think I may be trying to get back up into the first round to get me one of these wide receivers that are still left. I mean, I guess you don't have to. You can sit back and wait and see what happens.
Wait at this point. They're all just going to fall right to them.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, let's go to Marcellus. You're next here on the Green and Gold Draft Show. What's up?
Well, I really would like for the Packers to keep this pick. I want us to. It wasn't the defense fault that the Packers lost the Super Bowl. They got 3 interceptions, and the Green Bay Packers produced very, very little.
That's true.
However, I would love a killer, thriller, middle linebacker that we could forget about everything else for 10 years.
It just doesn't appear to be an important position.
Down.
Who?
Great. If not, I would like an offensive weapon. I would like a good wide receiver. I'm sorry, I don't know the name.
No, that's all. You don't need to know names. So you want a wide receiver or a killer middle linebacker?
In the reverse order.
Right, so wide receiver first, then middle linebacker.
And then offensive lineman, that order. That would be my pick. I would keep this pick and get the best there.
Of those three.
And like you said, I mean, like Gary said, I will presume like Aaron's going to be here. Forget Aaron. If he's going to leave, we still must think of the team first. We moving forward.
Right.
If that's the case.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Well, I hope he stay here.
Well, yeah.
He's going to be
thanks for
he's
the call. Appreciate it. Over. Cleveland Browns on the board out here at 26. Are they going to mess with what the Green Bay Packers want to do? Browns expected to be a playoff team again next
Cleveland,
year.
Cleveland looking for a defensive lineman, Steve.
So Barmore goes here maybe? Man, he's three picks away from Barmore getting the Packers and helping Kenny Clark. I don't think oh, man, he's so close. And we'll see. Here we go.
The pandemic revealed the depths of the digital divide for underserved students across the country.
Newsom, maybe?
We have partnered with the Education Trust as part of Draftathon to bridge the divide.
Bridge the divide.
Maya Tomoto and her class at Shaw High School here in Cleveland have faced this challenge during remote learning. She has worked overtime to assist other students, not only preparing and distributing computers.
Yeah, so look, if it's Barmore, that makes sense. I think Newsom is the pick here for Cleveland, maybe, right? The kid out of Northwestern? Man, I just want Barmore to get to him now. They're so close. All right, she's going to make the pick. Here we go. They're so close.
What's
come
up,
on.
Cleveland?
What's up?
What's up, Cleveland?
Are y'all ready for this? All right.
Depends how bad it is.
Are you guys ready for the best in the land with the 26th pick for the 2021 NFL Draft for the Cleveland Browns? We have Gregory Newsom the second.
All right, from Northwestern.
Defensive player. That's a good pick.
Barmore's still there. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm about trading back.
Barmore.
Unless you think Barmore can be next to Kenny Clark and provide something for you. How good is he? How good is Barmore? Can he be a
guy? I didn't like Greg Newsom, just so you know.
I did. I know you didn't. You had said that before.
No Big Ten.
I do like him.
No Big Ten.
But again, durability concerns. I thought that was a lock for the Packers. But no dice.
Stop it.
So instead he goes to Cleveland, which is fine. No big deal. So now the Ravens and then New Orleans. And see, this is typical. This is how this, you know how this is going to go? Barmore's going to go Baltimore. Watch. That's how always
it
goes.
It fits Baltimore.
It fits Green Bay, too.
But Baltimore's there first. He totally fits
always
Baltimore.
Always happens.
Right?
They always end up taking the defender that I want.
Totally fits.
It constantly happens.
Same defense they're running, same scheme.
Right.
Yeah, that's where he's going to go.
Same thing. But again, that kid from Notre Dame's still sitting there.
He's good, too. I like him, too.
Christian Barmore.
I like him in Green Bay.
The kid from Penn State, who neither one of us like, he's still on the board.
He's just a workout.
Tevin Jenkins, the offensive tackle. They just did rigmarole over there in Baltimore with their offensive tackles. Getting Villanueva from Pittsburgh, though. That was a great deal. I mean, you trade Orlando Brown, and then you're still able to come back and get Villanueva from Pittsburgh to take care of it. Our guy Rusty in Texas, listening on the
Rusty
app. What's going on, Rusty?
I'm doing well, boys. How y'all doing?
Just nervous, waiting to see what the Packers are going to do here.
you got to just take it as it goes. We don't have glaring holes, so everything's gravy. Me, I'm trading back.
There you go.
Then I'm trading back up, and I'm grabbing two between that 33 and that 45, because there's a lot of meat in that area.
Sure is.
And you trade back up, and I mean, we did it, 3 years ago? That's what I'm looking for, and just get them quality players that are there, and there's a lot of them still left. So
no, there really
is.
It's
all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. Just – you don't get so beat it up, and just enjoy the ride.
No doubt. All thanks, right, Rusty. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
You betcha. Take care, Rusty in Texas. I'm just here looking.
They taking a linebacker. They lost too many free agents.
Fine. That doesn't affect the Packers at all.
Right.
This is something I want to throw out there. Not saying Leroy would ever have inside knowledge on anything, but he's been on this Darnell Savage kick for weeks about him moving in to play that position.
Yeah.
The top safety, the only safety with a first-round grade from TCU, is still sitting on the board right now. If that is a thing in the Packers front office and the Packers coaching staff of they are going to try and move Savage in, then that makes all the sense in the world to take the kid from TCU the safety. Right?
It would be.
Because he's the only one with a first-round grade.
Yeah.
So if that is something they truly want to do, is move Savage in, then that pick would make sense at 29 if you don't go the conventional route and go offensive lineman or go Christian Barmore.
They could do that. But I mean.
But you're still going offensive line.
I'm still going offensive line. Or either Steve move back.
Aaron Westside, you're next on the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Hey,
what do you want the Packers to do?
Hey, buddy.
I would like the Packers take either Tevin Jenkins and or Nick Bolton, linebacker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, I think the Tevin Jenkins thing, I think a lot of Packer fans would be excited with that dude. That dude has got it nasty to him when he plays that tackle position for Okie State. Yeah, I think that would make a lot of sense, Tevin Jenkins. Thanks for the call.
Real quick.
Sure. Baltimore's pick is in,
the
then
top
New
safety
Orleans,
went to where?
TCU.
Vernon Scott?
Yes.
Safety?
Yes.
Went to?
TCU. Where are we going with this? That they're going to play together and get rid of Adrian Amos?
No. Then you move Savage down and you take the other kid from TCU. I mean, you got both those guys there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that makes sense if that's what you want to do.
Right.
I don't know if Leroy has inside knowledge or Leroy just thinks that's a good idea and hasn't talked to anybody in Green Bay. But if he did hear this in Green Bay and this is something they're going
to
do,
because a couple of these other guys are going to have to go on the Packers. It's in the secondary anyway.
What do you mean have to go? Who?
Well, I don't know. We have to see how it shakes out. But a couple of these guys may not make it.
Well, Shannon Sullivan's going to be there. King's there. Jair Alexander's there. Amos is there. Savage is there. And then after that, I don't really care.
Right.
I don't care who makes it or doesn't make it after that.
Sullivan may not be, Steve. I don't know.
Really? I don't think he's bad.
No, I'm just saying.
I think he's good enough as a depth piece at this point.
Depending on what they want to do.
Yeah. Jack Suits, brace for Kyle Trask. Stop it. Stop tweeting at 12:50. The fan telling me to brace for Kyle Trask, the quarterback from Florida. Stop. Stop. Mike tweets at...
I still think they may take him, though. I like him.
Don't start. Mike tweets at 12:50 a.m. The fan. They have enough picks. I'd take wide receiver, offensive tackle, cornerback, or defensive line.
They're all are there.
Right, so there's no sense to stay there. If he's
there's two picks that got all these guys there.
If he stays there, he's crazy.
They're trading back, Steve.
I'm just telling you, he's crazy.
Rodgers is going to lose his mind
if he stays here and takes a safety... Because I think that could be a pick. Or Barmore. Why is Barmore falling? Is there a knock on him for maybe not playing hard all the time? Because that tends to be why defensive linemen fall.
Would never play hard all the time.
Right. When a defensive tackle falls,
so temperamental.
Normally it's, he doesn't play hard every down.
Motor.
He takes plays off.
No motor.
Right. Defensive ends that go high in the draft, play hard all the time, bad big motor, da-da-da-da-da. Defensive tackles that fall, that's always the reason why they fall, because they say they don't play hard. Now here comes Baltimore. Linebackers galore on the board. Packers, they go edge rusher?
No.
The Packers go edge rusher?
No.
And get ready for a post the Smith brothers?
I told you they're not doing that.
Get another edge rusher to pair with Rashawn Gary for the future?
Everything. They can just put their hands in the bag and pull it out. Okay, I like that guy.
I agree. This is the perfect draft to trade back.
Yeah, they're trading back.
All right, here is Roger Goodell with the Baltimore Ravens pick.
With the 27th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Rashad Bateman, wide receiver, Minnesota.
Fine with me. Good luck in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson. Godspeed. Hope it all works out for you. So that takes care of him off the board with Green Bay. We haven't even talked about wide receiver. We haven't had a conversation about a wide receiver yet. That Elijah Moore still there from this, that everybody says is Randall Cobb. Rashad Bateman was a guy that everybody was hot to trot about the Packers with that pick.
And what do we say?
That's off the board.
What do we say?
If they like you, that means they ain't taking you.
They ain't taking you. If you know they like you, they ain't taking you.
They ain't taking you. Right. So now he's off the board. Yep. Gary, we're two picks away. Who are they going to take? You trade back.
Let me just say this.
I think you agree.
If this is a receiver.
No.
If it's a receiver.
No.
That means.
No.
This is to keep Aaron Rodgers. And which they don't need to stay here to do that.
Whoever they drafted wide receiver now isn't a special receiver anyhow, more than likely.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. You got him a weapon. You got him a weapon, people.
This will be my counter.
Be on the radio tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be devil's advocate, okay? You say that, right? They take Elijah Moore from Ole Miss. You go, it's for Rodgers.
It's for Rodgers.
I go, nah. It's to get Jordan Love, his future receiver, to play with going forward, because this whole receiving core are free agents after this year. This is about Jordan Love. This isn't about Rodgers.
Right now. If they take a receiver,
he's not going to be there.
It's for Rodgers right now.
No.
Trust me.
He's not going to be there.
What do you mean he's not going to be there?
He's not going to be there.
Doesn't matter. He's going to be there the next couple of years.
No, he's not.
Watch.
Not a chance.
They
take
a receiver, it's for Rodgers. Nope. They take an offensive tackle. Is for
Rodgers.
Jordan Love.
It's for whoever the quarterback is. They're lacking offensive linemen.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I don't think
receivers for Rodgers right now. Just to calm him down. Calm him down.
That's over.
What's his name over there?
It's over. Sam Schmitz.
Sam Schmitz, what do you think?
It's over.
Sam.
It's over.
Receiver
dude.
For Rodgers. No. Offensive lineman for Jordan Love.
I was going to say, I said this before all this Rodgers news broke, because I thought they would maybe go receiver in the second round if they did. And if they did, I thought Kadarius Toney would drop there. But now he went pick 20. So
yeah.
And Bateman just went too, so I'm not sure who they would even go with. But
right.
I mean, it makes sense, but we'll see.
Right, because there's no receivers. So they would be reaching for a receiver right now at 29.
No, the kid from Ole Miss was slotted to
no,
go right
I don't
around
like
this
him,
area.
But you know who I do like?
Randall Cobb Jr.
No, Terrence, the kid from LSU.
Terrence Marshall.
I like him better than that kid. I like him much better.
Much better?
Yes, not even close.
Yeah, I'm not a I don't want a wide receiver at this point, regardless of who the wide receiver
Saints
is.
Saints picks are in where they got a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll take a quick time. I will come back. We'll hear the Saints pick, and we'll get to the Packers pick all straight ahead. Don't go anywhere. All right, welcome in. The 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show. Steve Sparky Fiver, Gary Ellerson. Mike Clemens texted me a few minutes ago. I didn't see it till just now when I was talking about Baltimore always ends up taking guys the Packers want. He said, remember, Ron Wolf wanted Ray Lewis. Yeah. How much different history would have been with Ray Lewis in the green and gold. But, yeah.
Well, he had to move up to get Ray Lewis, didn't he?
Would have had to move up to get Ray Lewis, yes. Absolutely. So waiting on the Saints pick, let's go to Kwame on the east side. Kwame, what do you want the Packers to do here? They're a pick away here after the Saints.
I want the Packers to get the best defensive lineman. It looks like it's falling that way, and I agree with everything that Gary said. It's unfortunate that politics come into this, that we got to appease somebody. But I want the Packers to go for it.
All right, hold on. Here we go. Here's the pick.
Pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New Orleans Saints select Peyton Turner, defensive end, Houston.
Good luck.
Who cares?
Dumb.
Peyton Turner. All right, we're doing good.
Yeah, that was – I don't know what that was. Whatever. Good luck to you. I hope it all works
right.
out for
what
you.
What are they doing?
Literally
we
everybody is
now.
There. Yep, Peyton everybody Turner. Is there. Everybody is there. Thanks for the call. Everybody is there. He says defense. Fine. So, all right, here we go. Here we go.
They're keeping the pick.
No, why? Pick. Trade the pick.
They're keeping
Barmore
the pick.
Barmore is there from Alabama. The safety from TCU is there. If it's anybody.
All the tackles are there.
Now, hold on. If it's anybody other than those two, if it's a tackle, then they're nuts. And they're nuts. Because they could have moved back and still got one of the tackles.
Yeah.
If it's the safety or Barmore, the defensive tackle, I get it. Because there's a drop-off at their position group between them and the next guy.
They're taking a receiver here, Steve.
No. You can stop that, too. No. No wide receiver. So, one of those two. That's what I'm looking for here. You think it's going to be Elijah Moore? That's got to be what it is. If it's a wide receiver, it's going to be Elijah Moore, I would think, from Ole Miss. Randall Cobb Jr., right? That's
pick is in.
But that doesn't go along with the Packers.
Quick.
Doesn't go along with the Packers' mantra of wanting a big wide receivers.
No, it doesn't
go along
that's
with it
That's why
at all.
It goes with the kid from LSU. He's like,
Marshall?
What, 6'5"?
Well, we're going to find out here. I know there will be no screaming and yelling on this pick.
No.
There will be no screaming and yelling. It's going to be like, it's fine. Made a good pick.
Close up shop.
So we're going to see. And what are we showing? We're showing Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing.
Taking a receiver.
Packers have selected defensive player with top pick in 8 of previous 9 drafts. Must just pick another one at this point. What does it matter?
Yeah, 4 defensive linemen, 4 linebackers, 2 tackles.
2 corners, 2 safeties, and a quarterback. That being Jordan Love, by the way.
Champ
has only one first-round pick, Mercedes Lewis. This is what they're throwing up there on NFL Network right now. Yeah. That's what this is all about.
Taking a receiver.
No. No, no, no. No!
Yes.
No. I don't think so.
To appease Aaron Rodgers.
Barmore or the safety or move back. Because if it's an offensive tackle.
They're not
tackle,
moving back. The pick is in, Steve.
I'm still holding out hope. No, I'm holding out hope. Why would you stay here and make this pick? Nobody called and made an offer to you? Nobody? Not a single team offered to move up? I guess we'll find out. All right, so who do you think they're going to take? Go.
Give me the kid from LSU.
The wide receiver.
Marshall. Marshall.
Now, he's got connections over there, Ellerson. I don't have any connections. I'm going to say Barmore from Alabama. It's probably more of a hope than it is anything.
I like that pick, though.
I'll say Barmore from Alabama.
Nobody's
we'll
high-fiving this time, Steve.
No.
Mm-mm. They real subdued up there.
They ought to be subdued. Their franchise quarterback just put him on notice publicly. I'm surprised Murphy's even there. He should be at home in the fetal position waiting to figure out what he's going to do next. See, this is what this all is. They're watching this on TV, right? In the war room. Murphy and all those guys, they just showed him on TV.
And they're listening.
And now they're report. Rodgers told members of Packers he doesn't want to return to team. They're watching and hearing all of this. Yeah. I would love to know what's going what they're all saying. Like,
you know. They don't know what they're talking
They're
about.
Hot. You know they're hot.
You know they're hot.
You know they're hot.
You know that.
You, Steve, man.
They're super hot. They're super hot because they
buddy.
Hate that.
You don't want,
they hate that.
Because again, man, all these guys have egos, right? Mark Murphy, their pick is in and they're still chattering away about Rodgers. That's what this is. They should have announced this pick. We should be on moving on already to taking calls on this pick. And now Kurt Warner's going to give his two cents on it.
You know he's all about Aaron Rodgers.
Everybody in the media is all about Aaron Rodgers outside of Bayless and Cowherd. Stephen A is a Rodgers guy.
Oh, yeah.
Shannon Sharp is a Rodgers guy. He's got him everywhere. Yeah, he does. He's got plenty of support in the media. Plenty of guys. We won't even bring up James Jones. We know what that's all about.
Right, well.
So you know what that is. Oh, the suspense is killing me. Just make the pick already. Let Roger Goodell go make the pick and see what happens. Please. All right, here we go. Here comes Roger Goodell. We'll see what they do at 29. Don't take a wide receiver. Rodgers don't want to be here. Don't help him.
With the 29th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Eric Stokes, defensive back, Georgia.
Okay, I had him penciled in, Steve.
Nobody brought that dude up, Gary.
I got him in my book. I show you.
Well, he's in everybody's book.
I
that
got
doesn't
him
mean
up,
any of what he talked about drafting
book.
This dude.
No, I sure did.
4'2", 940.
But he's the one that's left.
6'5"
yes.
And eighth cornerback, yes. SEC.
Yes.
Georgia.
Yes. Give him a cornerback out of the SEC.
You had a plethora of offensive tackles. A plethora.
Well, that's why they can go.
You had a defensive lineman,
I'm
the
okay
top safety,
with this I'm okay with
all
this
sitting there on the board, and you went corner.
Yeah, nice
with a
corner.
Guy that you probably could have gotten at the top of two had you moved back. Had you wanted
well,
to move
anybody
back.
Anybody that got there would have been
had
the top
you
of two.
Wanted to move back, you could have.
But, Steve, anybody that could have gotten there. All these guys.
All these guys. Most of them, at least.
I would think.
Right.
Let's see who goes next. Who's up next?
Buffalo. All right, dial it up. Eric Stokes is a Packer. They're cheering in Green Bay. They're happy. Goody's wearing all black, as he should be, as the franchise's future is probably going to get buried after they trade Rodgers. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Are you fired up? Are you stoked for the Packers pick? Tweet us at 1250 AM. The Fan will take your calls. Up next, Eric Stokes at Georgia. The newest member of the Green Bay Packers. Throw a party.
With the 29th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Eric Stokes, defensive back, Georgia.
All right, there you go. Eric Stokes, the pick by your Green Bay Packers. SEC player, 6'5", 5'8", 194. Great 40 time. I think it was like 4.2 something. So super great 40 time. Fine. Positives. Just read you some of the scouting reports on our guy, Eric Stokes here. Accelerates quickly to run with the receivers, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Speed to run step for step downfield. Disruptive in press. Good lateral movement to keep leverage. Does well with his back to ball. Doesn't panic and plays through hands. Turns into a returner after interceptions.
Yeah.
So there you go on that one. Buffalo
Georgia
Bills
kid,
just took Gregory Russo, the edge rusher from the Miami Hurricanes, just went at pick 30 to the Buffalo Bills. Negatives, according to the scouting report I got up here on the internet from the Bleacher Report, lacks physicality in the run game, gets pushed around and struggles to set the edge. inconsistent open field tackling, poor blitzer. That is your scouting
report.
Just
a cover guy. Speed cover guy.
Speed cover guy. Right. 2019, 20 tackles, 4 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. Opted out of the 2020 Peach Bowl. Ran an official, unofficial 4.28.
No big injuries?
It says Stokes. Let's see here. A pro comparison, Anthony Averett.
Who's Averett?
I couldn't tell you. Let's see. Stokes is a speedy cover first corner playing in the SEC. He has the speed to run with most receivers he came up against. He is able to mirror and stay in receivers' hip pockets, though at times he struggled to drop his hips when open in full stride. He has shown the vision and awareness needed in zone coverage. He will need to improve his physicality in the run game, even with his open field tackling being a bit of a concern at times. He's able to hold his own and get the ball carrier down for the most part. With the potential to be an NFL starter, Stokes will need to shore up his consistency.
Yeah, zone coverage.
Zone coverage. And that is what they're going to run, right? Overall rank.
So he can jump all them little outs.
Right.
Them little slants because he'll have coverage behind. He can jump all that stuff.
Correct. Let's see here. Overall rank of 300 players, he was ranked 62nd. Grade 7.7 out of 10. Potential NFL starter. They said he should have been a third round pick. That's where they slotted him in.
Who was they?
This Bleacher Report. I just Googled it and found one. This Bleacher Report write up was from today on Eric Stokes. So there you go. Eric Stokes, the newest member of the Green Bay Packers. So now we'll see what exactly we do here with Eric Stokes. Now, here's another piece on Eric Stokes as we scour to try and find some stuff here. This is from SI. The Georgia quarterback who ran a 4.25 40-yard dash and ably covered the likes of Jerry Jeudy, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Smith during college could soon be a star. Stokes, a potential NFL draft steal, hiding in plain sight, is the name of the article by Connor Orr of SI. And nice piece here on him. So we'll see what happens.
Got none.
According to Sports Info Solutions, that's our guy, Matt Manicurian and so forth, Stokes allowed an opposing quarterback completion rate of 38% in 2020. In the SEC, against receivers like Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, and Jamar Chase, each of whom might come off the board before him, teams throwing against him in 2020 experienced a negative expected points added rating of minus 16, higher than that of Alabama's Patrick Surtain II. He was taking away more than half a point per target.
Okay.
Over the last few weeks, according to league sources, meeting schedule has ballooned. Stokes has had at least a third, but often a fourth or fifth Zoom meeting with a dozen teams. There's a belief among teams that he will not drop any lower than the mid-30s. Stokes said, quote, the film speaks for itself. Every year historically, I face supposedly the best historical offense each year. In 2018, Alabama, Jeudy, Ruggs, that was a nasty offense, and I believe I did my thing. In 2019, LSU, Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, I did my thing again. This year, I did decent against Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. I played my best against some of the best. Lacking confidence.
Think about it, though, right? LSU, Alabama, got to go play them.
Got to go play them.
That's why I'm giving that guy the SEC.
And this goes back to level of competition and whether or not you should hold it against that player, depending on where he plays.
Because them some bad receivers they had at them programs now.
And I'm telling you right now.
What, Alabama just had like 5-6 guys in the first round as a receiver.
And I'm telling you right now, Gary, the way this is playing, they still might end up with one of your 3 offensive tackles at the end of round 2.
Right, yeah, absolutely.
With as many guys that are on the board, they're going to have a wide receiver that'll probably still be there. That'll be decent at the end of round 2 tomorrow night. They're going to probably have an offensive tackle that's fairly decent at the end of round 2 tomorrow night as well. I mean, this is going to set up real nice, I think, for the Green Bay Packers if they want to sit at round 2 or if they want to move up in round 2. Use one of those extra 4th-round picks or whatever to move up a few slots to go get that offensive tackle. Now, having said that, if they go through tomorrow night, and we're not on the air Saturday, obviously.
No, we're not.
If they go through tomorrow night, 2nd and 3rd round, and don't take an offensive tackle, I'm going to be hot.
Yeah.
Going to be hot.
Because they need at least three offensive linemen on this draft, Steve. But, you know, they
– Not
know,
the sixth and seventh round three offensive linemen.
No, I think second, third, and fourth.
Right. I just – they need an offensive lineman. They cannot be sitting around waiting – to day three to start taking offensive line.
So once again, it wouldn't be surprising if they don't take a receiver in this draft.
Fine with it. Don't bother me at all. Totally fine with it. Totally fine with it.
That's not getting Aaron Rodgers no weapons, though.
Aaron Rodgers ain't going to be here. Done. All done. I'm telling you. It's all done. I mean, I know nobody wants to admit it. It's done.
Nobody wants to admit it, Steve.
When he's not at training camp and he's not at the exhibition games, and he's not there in week one, and it's Jordan Love and some dude they draft in the sixth round as his backup, then it's going to hit home. He's done.
Stop it.
I'm telling you, y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not. He's got Brett Favre in his back pocket telling him and helping him. There's just no way. This dude's done. He's going to force them to trade him, whether they want to or not. Or he'll sit out the whole year, and they'll trade him next offseason. Either way, I don't think he takes another step for the Green Bay Packers. That'll do it tonight for the 2021 Green and Gold Draft Show. Thanks for listening. Bar Winkler tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Lots of Aaron Rodgers talk, draft talk. Do not miss it. CBS Sports Radio up next. Toodles!